The scholars, when you talk about this sod, it's not allowed to imitate a'ajim. A'jami, it means the non-Arab. Careful. You read in the book, they will say, it is forbidden to imitate the a'jami. A'jami, it means the non-Arab. Is that mean you're not allowed to copy non-Arab? Here, the scholars has a very big talk, long discussion about this. The A'jami, word A'jami, what it means? It means the non-Arab. It means the non-Arab speaker, or the Arab by race, by family, or the A'jami, it means the non-Muslim. Three things. For no doubt, the A'jami, it means the non-Muslim. If he is not among the Arab. If he is non-Muslim, he Arab, they call it Mushrik. They do not use A'jami. Because Mushrik, Kafir. If he is not Arab, and he is Mushrik, you will find the Sahaba always use the term of A'jami. So this is the first meaning. Second meaning, they use the term A'jami for the non-Arab, even though they are Muslims. طيب. What the meaning of, the scholar said, it is forbidden to imitate the A'jami if he is not, or you cannot allow to copy nations than Arab in their culture, for example. I believe the correct opinion among this, among the scholars, just to save you the headache, it is the first meaning of the A'jami, أن المراد بهم ابتداء هم غير المسلمين. والثاني إذا كانوا من المسلمين وهذه العادات أصلها موروث عن المشركين. I'm reading it in Arabic so it's easy to translate it. If they are not non-Muslims, they a'jami. Not allowed to copy, so it goes to the first rule, which is not allowed to copy the kuffar. Second, if this non-Arab nation inherited culture from their grandfather, which is non-Muslims, and this ta is still adopting this culture, it is not allowed to copy it. Let's see, any nation which is not from the Prophet ﷺ's culture, which was the Arab in that days, any nation, they inherited something from their nations, and this is a sign of their old nations, the kuffar. It's not allowed to copy. Give you an example. Egypt. Not all of them Arab. The Muslims are in Egypt. They inherited some culture from their grandfather belonged to the pharaohs. Certain kind of clothes, certain kind of dress. It became the culture of that country. Muslim not allowed to copy it. Even though if Egypt turned to be Muslim's country. You're not allowed to copy that. Let's say, Pakistan. They inherited certain kind of clothes or dress from the Hindus. Like this, which would show the belly button or certain things like that. It is, if you go check the history of it, it's something inherited from, even though it's a culture of that part. It's the culture of that part. It became a culture. Nobody will say this is Hindu. Maybe it's a culture of that part. You still, because this has come naturally from non-Muslims culture, inherited, adopted by a Muslim's culture, it tend to be forbidden. Go to the Africa. You will see there is a lot of culture in Africa, in Muslims' country, but basically inherited from non-Muslims tribes, old tribes. Not because this turn, this country turned to be a Muslim, it means you're allowed to, this culture is okay. For example, if you go to Africa, there are certain things like they will put by the knife in the baby's face when he's born. They will make 1, 2, 3 lines in his face like this, by the knife. They said, this is like, you know, like the stamp you're making in the horse. They do the same because this is belong to this tribe. So who has more stripes, this is his tribe. This is not belong to them, even though this Muslim country, this is the culture. We said this culture been adopted by forefathers, and not because this country became Muslims, it make this culture allowed for you to copy. No, you're not allowed to copy. That what meant by al-a'ajim in the statement of the scholars, but not to say, for example, oh, it's forbidden to wear like this sarwara and qamis like that. Now, Pakistan dress. Or you're not allowed to wear this Sudanese thobe. Oh, this is not right. This is not a correct way of understanding the statement of the scholar. They said, you're not allowed to imitate the a'ajim. They meant by that, whatever is related to a non-Muslim culture. Even though it's been adopted by some culture, Muslim culture, it became part of their culture, still it takes the rules for the roots, where it comes from. I hope this understand, you understand this clear. Is it clear? Before I pass this. Okay. 3. Also the meaning of kuffar, there is a very important meaning to understand here when you talk about kuffar. It is always the ahadith and in the Prophet ﷺ statement and the scholars and tell about imitation the kuffar, you said you're not allowed to imitate anything belong to jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah, the ignorance ages. What's the ignorant ages? Ignorant ages, this is the Arab kuffar, what you used to do. The Arab in the Prophet ﷺ times, before whoever not Muslims, they have certain traditions. These kind of things, which is jahiliyyah, ignorance things, you are not allowed to come up with, to imitate them in it. For example, Arab before Islam, they were so ignorant to the extent of, that if you does one mistake to him, he will do 10. You remember, or you know if you know that or not, there's a very famous poet. You know, you see how ignorant they are? They put that poet inside the Kaaba, honoring the poet. This poet, by somebody, he was invited by the king of Kisra, one of the kings. He asked him to come, and the mother of that king asked the mother of that Arab knight to give her something. She said, no, I'm not your servant. She said, yeah, but I'm the king's mother. You should give it to me. Then she said, oh, wa'adullah. What kind of humiliation I'm facing. Her son basically got his sword and he cut the king's head. Just in front of everybody. And he starts saying, a poet said, ala la yajhalanna ahadun alayna. فَنَجْهَلُ فَوْقَ جَهْلِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. If somebody did something, you know, and I don't know how to say it or not, but yani, maybe it's not that polite words, but it means if somebody did something stupid to you, you will be more to him. That's what basically he said. So, and he killed a man just for that, which is not acceptable thing. This kind of jahiliyyah, to be proud with your race, with your color, with your family. You see, all of these things is not allowed to have it. See what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. As reported by Bukhari an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. أبغض الناس إلى الله ثلاثة. The most hated 3 people toward Allah are three kind of people. They are the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hates them most. Three kind of people. Those people Allah hated them most. One, mulhidun fil haram. Mulhidun fil haram, a person who will does in haram in Mecca or in Medina, he will kill somebody. He will kill somebody, or he will steal somebody, or he will does something hurts the others by killing them. Mulhidun fil haram. Wa mubtaghin fil islami sunnat al jahiliyah. And a person who would like to bring to Islam what is the ignorant people in the Prophet ﷺ before the Prophet ﷺ time used to do, he will try to bring it up again to the Muslims' culture. Like, said, oh, our race better than your race. We're family better than your family. This is Sunnah al-Jahiliyyah. This is the way which the Jahiliyyah used to act. Whoever brings this up to the Muslims' community, that person, Allah hated him most. Also, among the Jahiliyyah's ways, in the Prophet ﷺ, when he came to people, ignorance, they used to believe obedience, the Amir, is shame. So the Prophet ﷺ came to tell them, no, that's not shame, nothing, no, no, nothing wrong with that. Even if you're traveling, three, you have to have Amir, and you have to obey this Amir. Somebody say, oh, no obedience to anyone, even though if he's in charge of Safar or something. This is Sunnah al-Jahiliyyah. Nobody can be ruling. Any rule, we can go against him, we can fight him. No, there are certain etiquettes that Islam came with. The Prophet ﷺ times, the Arab in his times, the ignorant among them, the Jahiliyyin, used to believe dispute is something good and unity is something not good. Whoever want to revive this sunnah today, he is among those people who want to bring whatever was in the ignorance days before the Prophet ﷺ and add it to Islam. This person Allah hated him most. And there is a very unique book written by Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. He wrote, and he checked all over, and he went all over the points which it used to be etiquettes or attitude of the kuffar of Jahiliyyah, the ignorant people before the Prophet time, and how Muslims today adopted this kind of sign again in their life. It's called Masail al-Jahiliyyah, التي خالف فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل الجاهلية. The third kind of person that Allah hated him most, وَمُطَّلِبُ دَمِ امْرِئٍ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ لِيُرِيقَ دَمَهِ. And somebody wanna kill somebody for no reason. These three people Allah hated them most. So now you understand from the first category, which is the kuffar. Inshallah, we will finish this, then we will give after that 15 minutes. I mean the all categories, then we will give 15 minutes break. Inshallah. So we will move it a little bit to 4. The second kind of people were not allowed to imitate, the fusaq and mubtadi'ah. Who is the fasiq? The scholars has a different opinion about who is the fasiq. Which one we consider him fasiq? First opinion is, the fasiq is, take care. The fasiq is the one who practice major sins. He does major sin. This is fasiq. Another scholar said, no. The fasiq who does a major sin, or he doing a lot of minor sins, or he does a lot of minor sins. And they add also, or he have one minor sin, he insists to do it. He's not going to quit that sin. Let's say, for example, somebody look to the haram.
Ya akhi, it's not allowed for you to look to the woman. It's haram. It's a minor sin.
No, I don't care.
He insists to do it. Scarcely he became fasiq.
Third opinion. Among who's the fasiq? They said the fasiq who does any major sin or any minor sin and he insists to do it or has a lot of minor sins, a lot. He don't care. Minor sin, okay, let's take it. That's it. He doesn't care. This became fasiq. The third opinion among the scholars, وَمَنْ أَتَى بِخَوَارِمِ الْمُرُوءِ. That's very difficult to translate. And the person who will break the proper etiquettes, they consider him fasiq. Some scholars consider him fasiq. Proper etiquettes, which it not belong to halal and haram, but there is some etiquettes, you cannot break it. If the third of that person break it, he became fasiq. But in fact, this is not right to consider that fasiq. What example? If somebody come to the masjid with short, brother, especially the imam or the sheikh, come with the short. Oh, I believe thigh is not awra. Myself, I don't believe thigh is awra. Especially the part of the thigh next to the knee. Because the Prophet ﷺ uncovered this part a lot. Not in public, but in when his companion. Different opinion between the scholars. Imam Abu Hanifa, he believed the whole thigh, all the knee is awra. Different imams like Shafi'i and different, they said no. The thigh is not awra. It's different opinion between the scholars anyway. So let's say he said that. But coming to the masjid in this dress is breaking the etiquettes. That means you are not. That's what the scholar said, خوارم المروء. So this breaking the etiquettes, and that make the person fasiq. That some scholars said that. But as a matter of fact, this third one is not acceptable because it doesn't make him fasiq. It doesn't make him fasiq. The scholars also used to say in the old days, eating in the market is something break the etiquettes. They said eating in the market, it break the etiquettes. Can you imagine Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, or not like Sheikh bin Baz, or Rahimahullah, great Sheikh, he's in McDonald's yani, eating. It is not acceptable. You see, it's breaking the etiquettes. So it's different between person to another. So nobody hears some, oh, I cannot go to this kind of public places because this will break the etiquettes. He's a McDonald's eating fish sandwich. طيب. So it is not belong to everyone. Anyway, so the fasiq basically is the one who, what I believe, it is the one who does major sin without tawbah. That's the fasiq. That's the correct opinion. I believe it's the more authentic opinion. The one who does major sin without tawbah from it. If he does tawbah, that's, he's not fasiq anymore. طيب. The mubtadi', who's the mubtadi'? The one who is practicing bid'ah. He invented this bid'ah. Or he believe in one of the fundamentals believe for any deviant sects. Because every sect has fundamentals believe, like Shia. Their fundamentals believe is that Ali is the Imam after the Prophet ﷺ. Sahaba are kuffar. If somebody said, I'm not Shi'i, but I believe Ali, he should be the Khalifa. We said, you are Shi'i, even though if you don't believe in anything other than this, from Shia. You see? Because this is the fundamental of that sect. So anyone adopt any of the fundamentals belief for any sect, he became Mubtada. anybody claim that he belonged to any deviant sect, he's mubtadi', he's an innovator. Somebody said about himself that he is Shi'i, he is Ash'ari, he is Maturidi, he is Sufi, he is whatever. That became mubtadi', innovator. Or a person who call for his bid'ah, the others. Or a person who is practicing bid'ah, which is lead him to kufr, to disbelief. Somebody believe that Allah is everything. Allah is everything. He said, no God exists separate from the world. This is God. This is God. He is God. That somebody believe that. That's kufr. So that's his mubtada, the innovator. So the innovator and the fasiq, we are not allowed to copy them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us said, whoever will disobey the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he knew the sunnah and he will follow other than, see, he will follow other than the mu'mineen. Who is other than the mu'mineen? The kafirin, the fasiqeen, the mubtadi'een. All of them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned him that his destiny will be the hellfire. And the Prophet ﷺ said, every innovation is misguided. And every misguided lead to the hell. كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Allah Azza wa said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't be like or similar to those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them forget about themselves. And they are the fasiqeen. Don't be like them. Do not be like them. So he warned from imitating or copying them. Third kind of forbidden imitation is if a female imitate the male. Or male imitating the female. This is forbidden. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those men who act like women and those women who acting like men. Or who imitating the men and men who imitating the woman. It's reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim in Hadith ibn Abbas. And also in Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is not among us. He is not among us, among the Muslimin. Whoever will imitate the woman. And not among us, any woman will imitate the man. Reported by Imam Ahmad. And also Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, that Rasulullah ﷺ cursed the cross-dressing. He cursed the woman, she dressed like men. And he cursed the man who dressed like woman. And also, Ibn Abi Mulaika said that Aisha once been asked, it is what you think about the woman who wear na'al. Na'al, it's a kind of men's shoe. Men's shoe. Then Aisha radiallahu anha said, لَعَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ الرَّجِلَةَ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The Prophet ﷺ cursed the woman who will act like men. And the Prophet ﷺ said, شَرُّ نِسَائِكُمُ السَّلْفَعِ. The worst woman among you, they are سَلْفَعِ. سَلْفَعِ, which is the one she will act like men. The fourth kind of forbidden imitation, that somebody imitate the animals. Imitating the animals forbidden. And there's a lot of evidence for that, as you will see. You should realize that in the Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the example of animal, he make men like animals, he is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying in a way, warning us, or saying in a way, which is nothing, not good. Whenever Allah would give bad example for somebody, He will make him similar to animal. Whenever Allah will give bad example for somebody or some kind of people, He will give them the example of animals. See? وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَآذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we created for the hell fire, a lot of jinn, a lot of mankind. They have hearts, but they could not use their hearts. They have sight, but they are not using their sight in the proper and the right way. They have ear, but they are not hearing, and ears, but they are not using their hearing in the right way. They are like an'am. They are like the ish, an'am. What's an'am? Huh? Cattles. They are looks like the cattle, see? So when they make them similar to the cattle, in a good way or in the bad terms? Huh? In the bad terms. See? Again. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ وَإِن تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ. Allah, another verse, give an example of that person. Allah blessed him with knowledge. Allah give him knowledge. He knows what's halal, what's haram. He can understand the kitab and sunnah. But he denied this blessing, and he followed his desire, and he liked the dunya. Allah, He said, he is, looks like a dog. He gave him an example of the dog. See? In a bad term again. Another one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. The example of those people, Allah gave them the Torah, the Jewish. But they do not carry it in the proper way. They carry it, which means they not practice what they've been told. The example is the donkey. When you put a lot of books on his back, but he will never get to use these books because he's a donkey. See, he gave the example of the donkey to those people. Another Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Lower your voice when you talk. It is similar to the donkey. And their voice is bad. The worst voices. A lot of ayat. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He make example in animals, He compare the men to animals, that means it's not, something is not good. So that means you are not allowed to imitate the animals. Why? Because Allah created the human being higher station than animals. You're not allowed to go and to copy them. The Prophet ﷺ said, we will go over a lot of examples. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as reported by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, that Anas radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid, said, اعتدلوا في السجود ولا يبسط أحدكم ذراعيه بسط الكلب. When you make sujood, make proper sujood, raise your hand like this. You do not let your elbow touching and your whole hands touching the ground like dogs. See the dogs, how they sit? You're not allowed to do this in sujood because you are imitating the dogs. It's forbidden. You will see a lot of examples. I think we talk about the shaitan. Also the shaitan is forbidden to imitate him. Imitation of the shaitan is forbidden because shaitan is the head of every kufr, if every bid'ah, if every sin, if every fisk, he is the head of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. الشيطان is your enemy, so take him as enemy. You copy your enemy? No, you do not. Allah said, whoever will take the shaytan, his wali, the one he loved, the one he followed, he is the great loser. And the Prophet ﷺ, as you will see in many ahadith, he forbidden certain things because it is imitation of the shaytan. It will lead to the imitating the shaytan. As the Prophet ﷺ said, it's reported in Sahih Muslim, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أكل أحدكم فليأكل بيمينه وإذا شرب أحدكم فليشرب بيمينه فإن الشيطان يأكل بشماله ويشرب بشماله. That Muslim reported, narrated Ibn Umar and reported by the Imam Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ said, eat with your right hand, drink with your right hand, because the shaitan eat and drink with his left hand. So imitating him is forbidden, therefore you're not allowed. A great imam, his name is Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, his commentary on this hadith, he said, and this hadith show you that is staying away from acting like the satan is something obligation in sharia. Do not copying the shaitan is obligation in sharia. So whatever we heard in sharia, this is one of the shaitan attributes, one of the shaitan's acting, the way he talks, the way he, whatever he likes, we should not copy it. We should stay away from it. I'll stop here, inshallah. And the most important thing in this lecture, which is the rules regarding the imitation, inshallah, we will go over it. But before that, we will talk about two fundamentals or two main proofs we're using it for all kind of forbidden imitation. This rule, two rules, if you understand it, you know why this kind of forbidden imitation is not allowed in Islam. Say inshallah in 10 minutes.